At the heart of the debate is something called the Public Utilities Regulatory Policies Act, or PURPA. It's a federal rule mandating that the state's large utilities buy power from smaller producers. The Michigan Public Service Commission is in charge of determining the rate that large utilities must pay the small producers. Just last week, after 40 years, the PSC updated the payment formula. The previous rate was based on the cost of running a coal-powered plant. The updated formula is based on the cheaper cost of natural gas. Sean Gallagher is with the Solar Energy Industries Association.
Federal law says that Michigan's utilities and the utilities around the country should buy power from those renewable facilities. And now new solar power providers will be able to sell power to Michigan utilities through the formula.
Gallagher says the new formula is good news for solar energy providers.
Projects up to 2 megawatts in size, which is enough to power several hundred households, will be able to sell power under this new arrangement. And we think that solar power providers are going to jump on the opportunity. We're very enthusiastic about trying to make Michigan more of a leader in the solar power industry and keep up with some of the neighboring states.
Gallagher says the new formula shows a shift in Michigan toward renewable options like solar.
Increasingly, utilities are looking to cleaner investments, and that means natural gas-fired power plants or renewables. So what the order does is it creates the level playing field for renewables to compete against the kinds of resources that utilities are really building today.
While the new formula pleases solar power producers, all the other alternative energy providers, think wind, hydro, and biomass, don't agree. Neil Teratuda is the plant manager for a wood-burning power producer in Misaukee County.
The new PURPA law affects independent power producers like Viking Energy of Lincoln.
Teratuda says the new PURPA formula will cut revenue at his plant by 40%. In fact, he says the formula will hurt many small, independent, non-solar producers.
We feel some of the data and the information they were using was incorrect.
The rate small energy producers get paid is based on what's called the avoided cost. That's the cost large utilities avoid paying by not producing the energy themselves.
It basically comes down to how they calculate the avoided cost. Obviously, we would like to see that adjusted to be favorable so independent producers can still stay productive and still generate power for Michigan.
So here's the problem. The Independent Power Producers Coalition says with solar projects, upfront costs are higher and maintenance costs tend to be lower. But with other alternative energy, maintenance costs are higher. Again, Teratuda.
We are a renewable independent power producer. We are not part of the utility. We just produce power, put it on the grid, and we are paid by the utility. So this directly affects what we would be paid. And again, the 40% reduction would make it very difficult for our facilities to continue and be profitable.
Teratuda says operational costs should be added in, things like maintenance, expansions, and long-term costs.
There's quite a few facilities in northern Michigan that produce power, and it's very important that these facilities be able to continue doing what they're doing.
The new PURPA formula only applies to consumers' energy. Cases for each of the regulated utilities, including in the Upper Peninsula and Detroit, are still to be determined. Viking Energy says they plan to work with the Michigan Public Service Commission to change the formula. The Independent Power Producers Coalition says it may bring the case to court. Devin Rademacher, WCMU News.